Welcome to the Flat Racing Guru Horse Racing Tips. Today we're going to the USA and we're going to do some Allenless and Pools tips for Keeneland, Oaklawn and Hawthorne. I was thinking about doing Gulfstream, maybe we'll do Gulfstream as well. I did handicap the three races, so basically, I'll have to have a quick look at the Gulfstream ones, but I have handicapped Keeneland, Oakland, and Hawthorne. Right, remember, we'll start off at Keeneland Race 1. It's a 20 grand maiden claiming, and it's a purse of 43 grand, 20 grand to the winner. Right, I've gone for 3, 1, and 4. That's 3, 1, and 4. That's number 3, which is Missile. Right, we'll just have a quick look at Missile. He's got a decent speed rating. He's probably the fastest among the day start. I'll have a look at his last race at the fairgrounds. Two wide led, dual shift about. We'll have a quick look at his workout. Let's have a look at his workout. It's Keeneland, he was 30 of 31, so he hasn't done a decent workout. But that's normal for Keeneland horses. And also, same as Wes Ward, he's in form as well, Wes Ward. So, at number 4, Eguzu, if you look at Wes Ward's horses, they never ever do decent workouts. So, I wouldn't even bother with looking at Wes Ward. So if he does have any horses with decent workouts, I would back them once, because he keeps all of his horses ammunition for the track, Wes Ward. So I was looking at that Eguzu as well, so I went 3-1-4 in race 1. Now to save time, we'll just read out the numbers. The further I get in the season, we'll do some singles. I always do some good singles, but I just haven't had time today. It's been absolutely so busy. Right, race 2 at Keeneland. It's a 60, 80 grand claiming. The numbers you need is 6-3-2. Race 3 at Keeneland. It's a 40 maiden claiming. Is 12-1-6. Race 4 at Keeneland. That's a maiden special weight, 100 grand purse, a decent prize money here. I've gone for number 9, 7, and 10. Race 5 at Keeneland. It's a maiden special weight, another 100 grand purse, 2, 5, 9. That's race 5, 2, 5, 9. Race 6. It's an 80 grand allowance, optional claiming. 2, which is Joe Sissy's, quite a decent. I think I thought that was quite a decent price. The trainer's 21%, second day start off the bench. It's eligible to improve in this race. I thought it had a good chance at 8-1. I put the favourite Julia Shining on the bottom there, 2, 6, and 1. So, race 6, I went for 2, 6, and 1. Race 7, 4, that's Ovreux. Number 4 is Ovreux. Funny sounding name. Key trainer, best distance. He's done a good workout as well. And this is the Giants Causeway Group 3. It's 300 grand. And I do like this Ovreux. He's got done a pretty decent workout. And he's got all the attributes to win this race. He's also a shipper from the trainer, yes, and he's short for a workout. I like him a lot. That's over it. So 9-12 in the Giants Causeway Group 3. We went for 4, 8, and 11. And race 8 is 100 grand optional claiming. 3, 7, 1. Race 9, the Jenny Wiley Group 1, big race. I've went for number 956. That's Dida, number 9 Dida. We've got a decent jockey on. Recent form Goldstream, finished first, beat Vida Neck, dug in and on the rail, and that was in the stakes at Goldstream Park. Prior to that was 10th at Santa Anita. Then prior to that he would win the stakes race at Santa Anita. So 956 we go for in the Jenny Wiley. In the Stone Street Lexington Group 3, we go for 10-2-9. That's 10-2-9. That's number 10, Lucky Jeremy, 2-9. In race 11, it's an allowance, 110 grand. And this is a final race from Keeneland. And I went for 9, which is Moonlight. And he's done a good clock and speed clock on the other day there, good workout, and got good form. So I went for number 9, 951. Now we pop over to Oak Lawn Park in Arkansas. Let's have a look. Here we go. First race, it's 610 and beyond the UK. 610 first race, and it's a 13 grand claiming. So cheapest chips race, I went for 765 in race 1 at Oak Lawn Park. Race 2, Oak Lawn Park, 3, 4 and 5. Race 3, Oak Lawn Park, 8, 10, 7. Race 4, Oak Lawn Park, 6, 8, 5. Race 5, Oak Lawn Park, 1, 6, 7. Race 6, Oak Lawn Park, 8, 4-1. That's 8 Yell Country. I think he'll win. 4-1. I haven't done any singles. I haven't had time to really concentrate on the form. So I've done a quick sweep of the form. So these are my plays in the pools only. Next week I'll do some singles and they usually win. But it's been hectic today, so no singles. But if you're going to do the singles, I would do the first horse mentioned. That's one I like most. 8-4-1 in race 6. Race 7, 11-9-3. Race 8, 4-6-7. That's a group 3. Race 9, another allowance, decent prize money though. 7-4-1. Race 10, 4-6-9. That's 4-6-9. Race 11, the Apple Blossom, group 1, 4-3-5. So that's 4 Adair Manor, 3 Wet Paint, and 5, which is Flying Connection, which is, should be quite a decent price for your tri-cast. You look at Adair Manor, that's number 4. Right, he's a higher speed rating last time. Eligible to improve. He's the highest figures at today's distance. He's got the best speed among today's runners. Last time out, he finished second in the stakes at Santa Anita. Inside two wise, close gap late. We look at his recent workout. He's been working out at Santa Anita. He was 8-40. Clocking £1.40 is just an average workout, that. But you know, this is a horse I chose it on the track. And I do also like that Wet Paint. Because I think Godolphin could get another Group 1 winner. If my other chance doesn't win, I think 3 Wet Paint could be the one in the Apple Blossom at Oak Lawn. 50 grand maiden for the race 12, and we'll go for 2-9-12. That's 2-9-12 in the final race at Oak Lawn. Now we go over to Hawthorne Park. And race 1 is 10-1-3. That's race 1 at Hawthorne. Race 2 at Hawthorne, 6-1-2. Race 3 at Hawthorne 627. Race 4 at Hawthorne 795. Race 5 at Hawthorne 139. Race 6 at Hawthorne 873. Race 7 at Hawthorne 7210. Race 8 at Hawthorne 1037. And as usual, Hawthorne is an 8 race card. Right. I'm going to bypass Gulfstream because I haven't got time really to do have a look through the races. Right, that is a quick look at the pools for tonight. 3 meetings in the USA and they start in a few hours' time. Guru out. I'll see you in a few days and I'll get into more singles and plus 2-year-olds when we can get the ground better. 2-year-olds, I've been doing quite well with the 2-year-olds actually. So I'll see you next time.